Page 56, number 87. That's the next one.
Where is this? Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a very sweet poem. Let Han Shan really liked saying, I'm going to tell you something important. I want you to listen to me, okay? So he says, let me advise you about a few things. Consider them and you'll know I'm wise. If you're very poor, go ahead and sell your house. If you get a bit of wealth, buy a rice field. When your stomach's empty, you can't run around or sleep with your head on a pillow. So that others can read this advice, hang it on the eastern wall where the sun first shines. So he's giving you pretty specific instructions here, but think about it, it's very surprising, right? Let me advise you about a few things. Consider them and you'll know I'm wise. If you're very poor, go ahead and sell your house. Now isn't that pretty shocking? Hey, I'm really poor. I think I won't have a house. If you get a bit of wealth, buy a rice field. That's important vis-a-vis the last poem, right? He doesn't know how to use a plow, right? So now we're getting further and further down into Han Shan's spiritual understanding. When your stomach's empty, you can't run around or sleep with your head on a pillow. So in other words, take care of basic things,
right?
Take care of the basic things. Get down to the fundamentals so that others can read this advice. Hang it on the eastern wall where the sun first shines.
I love that.
Let everyone know. Tell everybody this, okay?
Right. Don't hide it.
No, not at all. Yeah. I mean, it's like, toward the end of the book, he says...
There was a similar poem on page 162, number 276.
Yeah. 162, did you say?
Page 162, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he ends it, right. I offer these words to many, many people. Please read this poem again and again. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and he also says...
And that's probably a different Han Shan.
This might be.
Because you're talking about much later in the series.
Yeah, this might be. I think this is...
you did this with some kind of chronological...
Kaz was sort of brilliantly separated these poems and what seemed to be the very first Han Shan poems, the original poems. And then there's a kind of a Han Shan 2, maybe, as I recall the way we organized it.
Was that the didactic one?
Yeah, there was some more didactic than others, but clearly a sort of didacticism that came into the poem. So they're not, some of them are still really, really great. In fact, many of them are really, really great. But, you can feel the flavor.
You were wincing when you said the word didactic, just like that.
Yeah, just,
what happens?
Better not to say anything.
Yeah, well, there you go. What is it about a poet? Well, he or she doesn't get as far down their own throat to that moment of authenticity if they're being didactic.
Yeah, right. And, there are things that a poet can say, or there are questions that a poet can ask that can be taken in a didactic way, but aren't meant to be quite so academic in their spirit. They're really meant to be generous in their spirit. What is that Mary Oliver line everybody quotes? What will you do with your one wild, precious life? Okay, you can say that that's a highly sentimentalized and didactic line, but I don't think that's the spirit in what she wrote it. I think what she was saying when she wrote that was, consider your life, value your life. Now what will you do? That could be like your old uncle saying, come on, son, let's get down to it. Your life is not worth throwing away. But I don't see the spirit of it in that way. I think that the Han Shan mind, or the character for heart and mind are the same. I mean, there's one character that means both heart and mind in Chinese. That the spirit of that Han Shan heart and mind, I believe, is generous and is compassionate always, and even when he's being nasty about other people, and so I think we can forgive some of the didacticism that comes in. Although I do wince because I just my eyes glaze over when I when I read any kind of poetry.
As
like that.
Is the case, nobody likes a sermon. I mean, this is
that's
I mean,
right.
It comes down to it. We don't like being lectured to. We'll take it if we have to.
Yeah, right.
You know, once a week, Sunday, we'll go to church and take it if we have to. There are those who do that.